missing. I got some text from a 301. We'll look up a 301.
301 area code.
What's a 301 area code?
I'll look it up. I got it.
We need to get our phones recording.
Get your phone up. I need my phone for this.
That is western and central parts of Maryland.
Never been.
Covers the greater Washington, D.C. metro area, parts of southern Maryland, and rural western Maryland.
It's Nancy Pelosi, probably.
Washington, D.C., Germantown, Silver Spring.
Ooh. This is an AI. Swamp. This
Washington,
is an AI.
D.C., the most notable.
Whoa.
Oh, is that Maria?
I know Maria. That's Maria.
It says, what are your weekend plans? I'd love to go there.
Go yeah. Where?
I said, sorry, who's this? Because thinking...
someone like with someone church or something?
Yeah, no, wrong number.
You're yeah. Getting hacked, you
or
said?
Or I thought, no, I don't know, Parker. What happens when you respond to a text?
What happens
when... then you get just, anything right.
It's just response.
It's me, Maria. Have you forgotten me? Sends a selfie immediately. That's literally an AI-generated person.
Oh,
that's
Maria.
A fake person.
That's not real.
That's a fake person.
Where are you from, Maria?
Nah, I'm too scared.
They can't do anything
from your texts.
Have you forgotten me? Yes. I have dementia.
Real dementia patient.
That's true.
Yes. Have you forgotten me? Yes. I've forgotten.
Ask some questions. Where are you from? And see if the 301 area code holds up.
Donde are you from? Do it in a language she can understand.
Yeah, there you go. Do Donde are you from?
Donde are you from?
Did you send it?
Yeah. But the last one, I got that text at 2:48, the first one, what are your weekend plans? I was also just thinking, the weekend's halfway done.
That's true.
What do you mean, what are my weekend plans?
Weekend plans.
Not halfway done. Tomorrow it'll be halfway done, or tonight it'll be halfway done, I guess.
Yeah. Right at midnight when this clock strikes.
I'm looking for Kathy. 12. Isn't this her phone number?
You're huh? Big back, oh. Big black. Have you seen that interview?
It's...
you're big... sorry.
Kathy's...
Very strong running black.
Did she respond?
Yeah, it
instantly.
Says, I'm looking for Kathy. Isn't this her phone number?
No, let me give you Kathy's phone number, and that's Christian's
Christian.
Phone number.
Oh, no.
Give her the number, see if she... Because if she really is looking for Kathy, then she'll call me or text me.
Then we can transfer it over to Christian and put your phone up.
Oh, my gosh. Wrong pipe. I'm so nervous.
Mariah says wrong throat, which I've never really heard.
Okay, you cow.
Like, I say wrong pipe, but that's just me. She's not at first language. English is not her first language.
Yeah, not a native
not a
speaker.
Native speaker.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm under the impression that there's one throat and two pipes.
Oh, that's yeah. What I've always thought of it as. Air pipe and
air.
Liquid pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid what? Pipe. Where's that?
Solid pipe.
Is the liquid and solid pipe the same one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a...
Christian, I'm giving them your number.
Okay, that's cool.
I said, here's Kathy's number. Give them the number. Okay. Give them a call to confirm, though.
Give them a call?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. Give them a FaceTime.
How is a call insane?
That'd be so funny if it was a FaceTime. It's just like
this
the AI face. It's just a filter on some
picture,
dude.
So I
yeah,
know.
So what are they doing?
Green
don't,
text,
I don't
though.
Want a call from it.
I'll answer it. They don't know it.
I'm not going to do a girl voice, so...
Hello,
this is Kathy.
Yeah, like you haven't been practicing.
Dang it, Gavin.
This picture looked nice that you took.
I like your ghetto Gatorade.
Nice
your ghetto
though.
Raid.
It's so good.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes so much better.
I guess
I go out of my way to go to 7-Eleven to get these now.
What is that?
It's just 7-Eleven Gatorade.
Replenish. What does it say? Replenish? Zero.
Replenish zero lemon lime.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Love it.
We can maybe restart if you want.
No, it's cool. It's whatever.
No, it's really cool, actually.
This is super cool. It'll be even
cooler
once I get it.
I can just respond from my watch, I guess.
That's really difficult. How was your vacation?
Gavin.
Your vacation.
Your vacation from the podcast.
Did you start that video?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So extra.
My vacation from the pod. I know. It was so sad.
Yeah.
I'm glad I called you guys though and said you got to record without me because I ended up being at the job site until 9:30.
Which is so crazy.
I wouldn't have gotten here until 10:30.
Gosh.
Good. But way back from the job site, okay. It was actually got a little bit exciting because I called the cops. I was driving past the shop at work. You need me to move this one?
I mean, maybe you scooch in a little bit. I don't know. It doesn't really matter that much.
I called the cops on my way.
You guys, I'm scared.
Because there was another car facing inside, like, our front gate, facing forward, like they had just pulled in. Headlights on our gate.
Oh, with the clean
messing
cut
with
gate?
The lock. Yeah.
Oh.
And they were messing with the lock. And I drove past, and I was like, well, it's 10 o'clock at night. Who's going in there at 10? So I called Neil. He's like, give Chris a call and maybe White Oak Police if you have to, just to check it out. Because all our tools are back there. Yeah. The back of our shop is to an open, empty field. And people have broken in before. And so I called Chris, who's like the guy that helps take care of the lot and all of our equipment and whatnot. Called him in the middle of the conversation. His phone dies. And so I'm like, well, I guess I will just call the White Oak Police. So I called White Oak Police. They sent a guy over there. Chris shows up. We go in. We check it out. The lock's not open, but that car wasn't there anymore. So we're looking around, checking the fence perimeter. He goes and checks the cameras. Turns out...
You're checking the perimeter with the cops?
Yeah,
with the cops. The cops check your cameras?
No, we went and checked the cameras with the cop. Oh. It was just one guy. And as we check it, it looks like one of the other clean-cut roofers, because their shop comes up to ours.
He's stealing.
Him and his wife were coming to the shop, and he was getting his van, because he probably needed it for the next day. So they just came in, got it, and happened to leave right before I showed back up.
Classic.
So it ended up being
nothing.
Where did
you go? Why did you drive past and just keep going, like towards home?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I was like, maybe I should check, because I don't want everything getting stolen.
Yeah,
I
would have just stayed there.
So I turned around.
That's wasted awesome. Wasted another 45 minutes of your life?
Yeah, basically.
Awesome.
And went home and, you know, went to bed.
What's this Umex you're drinking?
This, I think, I don't remember what I got it from. Hannah got it for me for something. Maybe my birthday.
For drinking?
And I drank it one other time, probably a week ago. And it was pretty good. And so I just finished it today.
Has that been in your fridge for 2 months?
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's good until September 23rd, 2024, though.
Isn't there something, though, about once you open it?
I give myself a week.
Oh.
It doesn't say anything, though, about how long you can have it. Once it's open. So
with juicy guavas. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I never had any of that before.
Yeah, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have any.
Neither.
The small metal bottles. You
for
remember?
Real? No.
The apple one.
Oh, that's Jumex?
Metal. Yeah.
Yes.
Not
and the
glass.
Peach one.
Glass, dude. That's glass bottles. Okay.
You don't remember the tin can?
Yeah, I remember them. I remember the, wait, tin can.
Yeah, they were blue. The same blue as this, and they were this tall.
Oh, I didn't have those. Oh. I had a glass bottle of some kind. Oh, I had a Haritos. I'm thinking of Haritos.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, never had any.
It's
of
the
those.
One on the far little twist top, very far right of the ones you can buy. $60 from Walmart.
Gee.
Wow.
Yeah, those cans. We had a bunch
never
of
had
those.
That.
Only six of them for $60? Holy moly.
That's insane.
It must be high demand.
16 ounces. How many ounces is that? That's a lot, right?
Less than six. That's like 32.
33.
Oh my gosh, it's like half
16
of that.
Is a water bottle. 16.9 is a water bottle.
You got a $20 drink right there.
That's got to be wrong.
Look,
that's pretty
dollar.
Wicked.
You can that get must be, that's ones. Imported
you
probably.
You get 12 for $34 or 6 for $60.
Maybe it's just that flavor. Strawberry banana, high
gotta
demand.
Be.
Highly sought after.
The other one's $1.83.
Weird.
Walmart.
Huh.
Well, this is probably the last episode I'll have this for sure.
Wow.
DM, and we're giving away to Zoe something.
Did she win?
Yeah. She sent
we bleeped
me,
it out, but we definitely, there definitely
you definitely
was
left it in there.
No, I didn't.
Well, she DM'd me.
Oh.
Well.
And DM'd
nice.
Gas
asserting
boys.
Dominance. I definitely took it out.
Oh.
I definitely did. I know I did. Because it was a lot of bleeping. Well, but not too much to where I wouldn't miss anything. Yeah.
I'm going to ship it off somehow.
I've started not bleeping and started just muting instead.
That's not as fun.
For some parts.
It isn't as fun.
Well, when it's just like a bunch in a row.
Sure.
Just like beep, beep, beep. So annoying.
Lazy editor.
It's the same exact amount of work.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just more annoying to do the bleep, I guess.
It's more annoying sounding in your ears as a listener.
Yeah.
I think of the listeners first. Sorry.
It's actually...
Sue me.
I'm going to try my mic from this distance. You guys tell me if it's better audio.
Yeah, let's try it this week. Do not be able to touch your lips to your mic. That's usually kind of my, like...
Yeah, I kind of be doing this.
My default. Just to stay right up on there.
What a listen to this game plan for the rest of the day. Eat Chipotle. Delicious restaurant. And then go watch the new Quiet Place.
Oh.
Day one.
That sounds fun.
That
right?
would be so fun.
I think Mariah and I are trying to watch that together. Oh my gosh. I'll see if I'm allowed to watch it with you guys first.
How would that even happen?
Oh my gosh. We're going to try and watch it together over the iPad.
I'm going to Oregon next freaking week.
Me too.
Gavin.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I just saw the trailer for the, like, you know, remember The Sound of Freedom, that movie? Did you ever watch
that?
They're making a new one called The Sound of Hope.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
And it's like adopted kids.
Oh,
and stuff
all right.
Like that.
The Sound of Adoption or whatever?
Yeah.
It's cool. Parker, pull up Instagram.
It looks good though. Comes out on July 4th. I might actually watch that one. I didn't watch The Sound of Freedom just because I didn't really hear about it.
You didn't?
After. No.
Oh, it was pretty good. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It was good and I did like it.
I read the story afterwards a little bit. It was obviously they made it a little more action than it was because he didn't go totally by himself, I guess, into the jungle like that. But it was something like that. Parker, go.
Oh, Gav, you watched the last episode, right?
Yeah.
Did you get to the part with the lady with the bills for the play date?
Yes. No, that's so funny because I thought I sent it to you guys, but I saw that same video. That's so insane.
Crazy.
Let me charge you to go on a play date.
Yeah.
Especially couch after the fact, too.
The toilet one, like times trips to the bathroom. How much is your water bill? Also, that lady definitely does not have a job. She's charging kids to come over for a play date. That's how she's paying for
her. If she was upfront about it and like, hey, I'm going to charge you for whatever your kid uses at my house. I'm like, okay, my kid's not coming over.
Yeah, you're
not gonna be friends.
Yeah, for real.
Because I don't want my kids to be friends with freaks. Sorry, freaks.
Yeah, that's crazy. I sent you a video though. I think Christian's already seen it. Obviously, it's the Mercedes one.
Obviously,
go down a little
I've
bit.
Seen all Mercedes videos,
right there. So there's this new Mercedes car.
Oh my
came
gosh.
Out. This is my dream: is to have a car that will play.
That will sing sweet tunes to me
Despacito.
As I'm driving, and so you can play it. It kind of just explains it in the video.
Right now we're idle, and so this is like idle music. When the car is still, you have this ambiance. My foot is on the pedal, the brake pedal. So now I'm gonna rev.
It's the
rev.
The music changes.
Take it off.
With the throttle and brake. And turns.
The drums come in at 15 miles an hour. Brake.
Yeah, they do.
Pay attention to the turn.
Whoa.
Left turn.
That's so sick.
Oh my goodness.
Tell me what it sounds like at 200 miles an hour.
I know. That's like got to be the greatest part of the song is when you're at like 150.
We must find
it just
out.
I'd be like swerving back and forth like
and it crashes.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Have you ever been driving home?
Yes.
By yourself. Yeah. It's usually you're at the red light, you're just vroom, 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 vroom.
Oh yeah, I'd be constantly revving my engine.
I wonder if it sounds like that outside of the car too. Because they have like those electric, like some electric cars, they do like fake, even some gas powered cars, they have like fake exhaust sounds where it's like you rev the engine,
crazy.
It like puts it on speakers outside of the car. That'd be cool if it was the same thing here where it was like speakers that were synced to like the inside.
It would be like you're in a TV show or movie. Because when I'm driving, sometimes, especially in the evening, if I'm by myself, I'll put on a song and just pretend I'm like driving, and there's like, I can imagine like the cuts and shots in a movie.
As you're driving by lights, like it's like passing over
your face. It's like all dark and mysterious. It's like, wow.
It's actually hard.
Oh, that would be so sick to have. That'd be so fun. I would love to film a movie sometime.
Yeah.
Like, just create one. We've talked about doing music. I think movie would be cool.
We used everybody to do everybody does music.
Nobody
does movies.
Yeah.
That's true. Short films.
We used to do them all the time as kids. We had great ideas.
That's true, dude. Always had to do with kidnapping. What happened? Some sort of crime.
Yeah.
Gosh, they were
awesome. Did he whisper to you? He said, I have a gun.
Michael, no guns.
Okay, I got a text
back. Turn all your weapons.
Oh, really?
Sorry if I'm the wrong person. I think this is my friend Kathy's contact number. This number is very similar.
Okay.
So give me $100, I'll give you Kathy's number.
You don't send a picture like that.
Yes, you do. Some people do. Some bots, some robots.
That's a bot, bro. Yeah. Or they're trying to catfish Kathy.
They send another picture?
No.
Oh.
Have you seen that one? It's like a super viral post.
I'm holding Kathy for ransom.
Where it's that lady that texts the guy. It's like, okay, for Thanksgiving, whatever, this is what's happening. He's like, I ain't your grandson.
Yeah.
Sends a picture of himself, and then she sends a picture of herself, too.
Well, you're still welcome. And then they've been partying every year.
For Thanksgiving.
I'm not your grandson, but can I still have a plate? You're welcome every time, Shuddy.
Every time, Shuddy. Yeah, that's great. Wonderful story. A lettuce story.
They've been doing it for like 50 years at this point?
I think it's been 50.
So many.
Yeah, it's incredible.
This is another car one. This is actually, I think, a video of Gavin back in Oregon, him and Hannah or something like that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Should we do it? Oh, we could so do it.
Sounds just like Gavin.
Do it.
Uh-huh. Do it.
Should we do it?
Do you remember doing this, Gav?
Oh, sorry.
No.
That's crazy. What are your thoughts? Gavin, you go first. So we'll paint the scene for you. There's a parking lot along the road.
Costco parking lot.
Cars are parked facing the road. And so instead of going in, how do I even describe
the parking
this?
Lot.
There's
the parking
this Jeep lot driver. He's trying to get this parking spot right as someone's pulling out. Very, very packed parking lot. And he cuts across the road over the sidewalk and the curb and down into the parking spot. Right, as the other one's backing out.
Instead of driving to the entrance and then driving back to the parking lot.
Down into the parking lot.
And the other car was waiting there like, what the heck?
Insane.
Basically.
Everybody's comments, I saw this, were saying, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Like, I'm not even mad. If I was the person that wanted to park, I wouldn't even be mad. That's not even that impressive. And not even just a Jeep. Any car could go over a curb like that.
Most cars could do that.
It's just classic Jeep people.
No, don't categorize
that. Gavin, this is why we don't like your kind.
Classic Jeep people.
Classic, you mean people that with money? You don't like people with money?
I don't, no. The Richies, gross.
That might be Texas Jeep drivers because they're all pavement princesses. A
bunch of princesses driving around.
Yeah.
I didn't notice the rubber. Oh my gosh. I could so do it.
I could so do it.
Drive over the curb.
Oh, goodness. Everyone's saying that he did get there first. So there's it's not like what he did was illegal per se.
I think it is illegal.
Oh, okay. Then what are you going to do?
But traffic laws are like, I mean,
come on, you guys.
Traffic, real laws.
Did you ever call the judge?
But I don't think he's allowed to drive where he just drove and over the sidewalk. I think that is probably illegal.
Did you?
What would it be? What would it be considered?
Illegal driving, I think.
Reckless driving or something?
Yeah. Can't do that driving. Something like that. I don't know.
That kind of stuff.
Officer Frazier would have given us a ticket right there.
Oh, he would have.
Speeding into the parking lot.
Speaking of that, did you ever call the judge?
No, I haven't.
Call the judge and get some fudge.
Dang. You should do that soon.
I have a long time, but I am curious, yeah.
I'm as curious as George.
Call me George.
Call me George because I'm curious.
So last week I was doing a little side project.
Oh, my gosh.
Bathroom.
Tell us about it, Gavin.
Gross.
And I was as I was working on the bathroom, it took me 2 days.
Oh, let me guess, you were mudding.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So gross, dude.
The drywall, and I was texturing, and I was listening to a podcast.
Texturing,
lots of podcasts,
too?
And this other podcast I listen to is called Park Predators. So it's true crime,
right.
True crime podcast about just national parks all throughout the U.S. and throughout the world.
Didn't you just talk?
Different things that happen.
No, we just talked about something like this.
Some other one.
Okay.
And, but the first, I just go to the most recent episode because I haven't listened to it in a long time. Yeah. Starts off and it talks about, or it goes, Oregon. Oh,
it's Oregon.
Talking about Oregon and one of the, this murder that happened there. And it talks about Douglas County. And so it's talking about, like, the county is right next to us. And this happened.
Douglas County was right next to us? Is Glendale.
Okay, maybe it was a little bit south. But it talks about Douglas County because it also talked about...
I think it's Glendale.
Lane County goes all the way to, like, the coast. So it's super... Oregon's got pretty big counties.
But it talked about Douglas County, which is not that far from us. Just look up the boundary.
Oh, yeah. It's the one that right next to us.
Yeah. And...
I think Mariah's in Josephine or Jackson. I don't remember.
It mentioned some murder that took place there in 2003. So I listened to that. It wasn't that crazy of a story. And then the next podcast down jumps to Texas. Talks about a murder in Texas.
This is Texas.
In these swamps. And it was in Palestine, Texas.
Oh, I've heard of Palestine.
Which is not that far from here.
Do not confuse it with Palestine.
Yeah.
Two murders, two places.
That I've lived.
That are nearby.
So it got me a little weirded out.
Only a matter of time. You should move to another state and just see what happens.
See what happens.
See if there's more murders there.
Probably will be.
Yeah.
But it's just funny that the two back-to-back.
Go to somewhere safe like New Orleans or Detroit or something like that.
Yeah.
They probably never.
Atlanta.
They never have murders there. Uh-uh. Well, that's not a national park. But they don't have national parks.
I'm sure there's New Orleans
city.
National Park.
Yeah, probably.
National Park.
Hmm. Is New Orleans really bad? Dangerous?
Yeah, crime.
I think so.
I don't know about murder, but probably.
Let's look at the crime map.
I know it smells like urine there.
Really?
Oh, you hear there was a shooting at Taco Bell days ago?
I heard about it at lunch and like a kidnapping.
Yep.
Crazy. And I had just been there earlier that day.
Yeah, that Taco Bell, I used to go there because it was at like midnight. I used to go there at midnight all the time when I'd get down at Crunch.
I think every major city has just got bad spots.
Look at the crime.
But look, it's got some good.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. I looked at
why it's good is because that is all happening? Underwater. Nobody can get there.
No, this is the most watery part, and that is all red.
Oh, see, that's why there's murders.
That's
there.
Like the swamp
it's
creatures.
In the swamp where people can't.
But
get
Eugene,
them.
Springfield had no green in the entire.
That is terrible.
Place.
Look, Douglas County, orange. Well, Eugene is such a densely
like
populated area.
Pretty safe. Guess not.
Eugene's a college town.
No one's getting murdered in Eugene, though.
That's not true.
There's very few people getting murdered in Eugene.
Medford is the worst place.
The Grants Pass was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, I heard that there was like a big court case, Supreme Court case, something to do with Grants Pass.
Yeah, it was like the city of Grants Pass versus Johnson or something like that. They were battling some Johnson.
Really?
Yeah, and it was this bill, Grants Pass versus Johnson. Yeah, I was right.
Grants Pass v. Johnson.
Give us the...
Give us a little run.
Let's read.
Read all 74 pages of it, please.
There's more than
but basically what it was, I think this may be wrong, but it's allowing you to criminally charge and fine homeless people for staying in tents on your property.
Yeah.
Or on public property or whatever.
That seems...
It's making it so that you can now...
That was Johnson.
...get people in trouble for being homeless or for staying on your property and pooping and stuff. And before it was, you cannot do that. Now you can do that.
Nice.
It's criminal. You can, they reversed it and remanded.
Criminal defecation or something like that?
Laws regulating camping on public property does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment, but prohibited by the Eighth Amendment.
Yeah. How would that even be cruel and unusual punishment? Isn't that just if you get arrested for something, they can't torture you?
How about you poop on
my
property?
They aren't allowed to torture you, probably.
But saying getting arrested for doing something, I don't think that could ever fall under cruel and unusual.
Yeah, it doesn't constitute cruel and unusual. You can arrest them, but you can't stab them to death.
Right.
That'd be cruel.
That would be cruel. Yeah, that's
and you
pretty
can't,
unusual.
Yeah. So you can't camp on public property anymore.
Or but maybe they could say it's cruel to arrest somebody for that. And that's a cruel punishment for something that's not that bad.
Here we go.
I also got a text back. Said, are you real? Yes. In that picture, the picture is real. Thank you. I think you are nice and friendly.
Oh.
If you don't mind, can we be friends? So bots are just texting people now.
Say, I'm married, thank you.
I don't think it's a fake person. It's probably a real person, but just pretending to be this.
The English is broken.
I've gotten pictures before. Maybe it is a real person. Not pictures, but like messages from people.
A ChatGPT bot would not have broken English. It would be dialed in. It'd be the most complex, charming bot you've ever seen.
I've been asked by whatever, like, oh, show me what you look like so I can know. Like, okay, man, image search, screenshot, yeah. Send that. It's like super low resolution. Like, here I am.
Default guy.
I just sent friends.
It's you like mark? Throwing a football with like the Getty Images like watermark on
this
it.
This is me.
This is me.
An old guy in like one of those medicine commercials.
The AI segment was pretty
among
good.
Us when we were...
Oh my gosh. we got into some cursed servers among us. What's that you got on? Turquoise?
Oh, what?
Turquoise?
Oh, yeah. Just some, you know, beads. Oh, beadies.
Yeah.
This one's supposed to be protection from potions. This one is healing.
Fire protection on there?
Yeah, fire protection.
Good.
just kidding. This one is, yeah, never mind.
Does Haley have the same one?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's the exact same one. Uh-huh. It's actually beautiful. It reminds me of Earth, kind of.
You should get a turquoise.
It's supposed to look just like my eyes.
Wedding ring, whenever that comes around.
Does it look?
Can't see the shadows.
Looks just like my eyes. Turquoise wedding ring, better be so sick.
I'm getting white gold. Went did some looking.
I'm getting platinum.
Gonna get Gavin's. Nice. Let me see that real quick.
Oh yeah, go ahead and just throw your nice ring on the ground.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a thinner one than this. Like a four. Oh, can't get it off.
Oh, and we're cooked.
Because I have like
big knucks,
tinier fingers than Gavin, I think.
Mm. What size are you?
Oh, this doesn't look bad.
An eight,
that size, or this thickness.
I need to get.
Can I try that on?
I need to get that one polished up. It got kind of scratched up at work.
Oh yeah,
oh, it's actually a perfect fit.
Just from wear and
put it on the
wear.
Sometimes each ring finger is different sizes.
Is it not supposed to be on my right?
Right.
It goes on your left.
Oh, really?
Because the left is the side of your heart.
My left is smaller than my right.
It happens.
There you go. But you're probably a 7.5 then.
Yeah, maybe. That's beautiful.
There's a vein that goes like directly to your heart from this finger. That's what they call it, the ring finger.
No, I'm pretty sure. That out, they cut somebody open.
So, yeah, Gavin. That's how they find out.
They've been
everything.
Doing that a long time.
I don't know, man. That's just what I heard. Maybe it's just like one of those old wives' tales.
Yeah, probably.
We take vaccines because they help us.
Yeah, we promise.
Mm-hmm.
We promise they're safe.
That sounds right. Oh, did you guys watch any of the debate?
Yeah, dude, Trump I watched the whole thing.
Oh, I loved it.
I watched a good amount.
Oh, it was so much fun.
It was so old and bad.
So much fun.
They're both so old.
There was a couple of highlights.
Trump does not, like, they're both old. Trump is not as old in the brain as Biden is.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, but they're just both so old. And Biden was just not making any sense.
Did you see his walkout onto the stage?
No. Yeah, dude, his face when he's not talking. He looks dead, bro.
Trump's mewing while Biden is talking. Just
frankly, I don't even know what he said right there.
I don't think he knows what he
said. I don't
even
think he knows what he said.
I have a 6 handicap.
Yeah, that's Biden, the biggest lie you've said today.
Biden brought up the golf stuff, and he's like, "You can't hit the drive 50 yards. I've seen a swing. I know your swing."
No, Biden yards. Didn't bring it up. Trump brought it up because they asked him about his age. And he's like, "I just took 2 cognitive tests. Aced them. Joe Biden can do that, and I just won 2 club championships."
Oh yeah,
and he was like, "Not even senior club championships, regular club championships. You have to be pretty strong and pretty quick up here in order to do that." Joe Biden like, couldn't hit a ball 50 yards. I've seen his swing.
I know your swing.
Couldn't hit it 50 yards.
I got my handicap down to 6.
Six handicap
when I was vice president.
That is the biggest lie you've said today.
That is the
6 handicap.
Lie. Don't
and then the chick and the lady that was like moderating. She's like, all right.
The
back on topic.
I will say, did a very good job.
Yeah, I was very surprised. They were
they
locked
usually
in.
Usually just trash one side and it's just terrible questions.
They were dialed.
That guy, Jake.
Jake's really kind of a little. His face is very, like, very punchable.
Just punch your little
You ever
Jake
seen his face, that Jake face
little,
that he's got on?
Yeah,
Jake
face.
Kind of like, just make it look a little bit
there
different.
There was another part that was,
to look
oh,
at.
Yeah. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, out of nowhere.
Suckers.
You're a sucker. You're the loser.
Suckers and losers. I never said that.
Never said suckers and losers.
I was like, oh, what are we doing right now?
Gosh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was good stuff, though.
Me and Haley were listening to it on the way back from our pictures. And we were just laughing.
Joe is so cooked.
Done. If they might send somebody else in there.
Toast.
My mouth's been way too close to the mic.
That's all right.
Haven't really been paying attention. Suckers and losers. I never said that.
I never said suckers and losers.
While we went golfing for Parker's birthday last week, there was also, I don't know if we mentioned this.
Did we mention that Christian and I absolutely ate and left no crumbs? Did we mention that?
Did we mention how few crumbs we left when we ate you and Bryson?
We were on hole 7, I believe, and there was all of a sudden an airplane flying over top of us.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, it was,
that was literally the 18th hole.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Or the ninth hole. There was
We were just chilling there, and we were hearing this an airplane, and it sounds like it's close. And then we look up, and there's this old Navy dogfight style aircraft.
Beautiful dogs.
Flying above us.
It was pretty sick.
Doing 360 loops. Yeah. Like, 360 from
going upside down,
tails,
barrel rolling. Roll.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really, it was cool really stuff. Low and really close to us.
He's doing also. Gainers.
Yeah, made me want to go back to the air show.
You want to go back into pilot the Air Force, school?
Pilot school. That'd be cool to be an old person and just retired and like, you know what? Let's learn to fly.
Yeah, for real. That would be awesome.
Would you? Some of these. Those guys picked hot air balloons. Why do they do that?
Yeah, it's only $22,000.
That's true.
Still expensive, dude. You could bet the down payment on an airplane.
I don't know.
You think you can take out loans for those?
I know.
You can get airplanes for a decent price, I think.
I bet 50,000. 40,000 maybe.
Yeah, it depends on the plane.
I wouldn't want to get like the bottom of the line worst one you could possibly get.
I'm getting the best one.
Salvage title.
No salvage titles on an airplane.
Why didn't I be a pilot or something? That sounds fun.
Yeah, what the heck?
Commercial. I knew a kid that was going to be a pilot right now.
Who?
His name's DJ. He worked at the farm.
His name is Skylet.
His name's Chylet.
His name's Krylet.
Your dentist. Your pilot's name is Chylet.
Yeah. Crasher is his name.
Something else happened. Not, me and Haley got pictures taken.
Yeah, those look so good.
Bodies. It was awesome.
Very
country.
Very tan, very warm color grading on those. It was nice.
They were super warm. Peaceful. Golden hour.
Yeah.
What's that song?
It's golden hour.
It's the golden hour.
Oh, that one.
It's the golden hour. Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, it looked fun.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't like really looking forward to it that much, but because it's not really my thing. But it was good. Right. It went like a half an hour. The lady was super great that did it.
I remember the t-shirt incident.
Yeah, it was that intense. Wednesday night.
It was good. That's a good shirt.
We almost didn't make it on the other side.
Tan Carhartt shirt.
Yeah, tan Carhartt shirt.
That's good.
It got the job done for sure.
Yeah, definitely. That it's weird to do pictures where you're wearing something that you would never ever wear.
Yeah.
In your normal life, unless it's like your wedding,
right?
It's like, well, then it was our wedding. That's why I wore this because I was going to
wear a wedding dress.
I wear a dang tux. I just nothing's nice enough to wear a tux.
I gotta get those outfits locked down for you boys and go get sized up.
Yeah, I'm very. I want to buy a suit. I just buy one.
No, just do it.
I need to have one.
Are you gonna? When do you stop growing? 23.
I don't know.
No, that's true. I think I've got 6 inches left in me. When do big boys stop growing?
When do boys stop growing?
Between the ages of 16 and 18?
Really?
That's like typical. Grown. But there's some dudes that like grow in college. Like they graduate high school. Like NBA players that were like 6'3 out of high school and 6'10 when they graduated college.
I'm a pretty unusual boy.
You're a silly boy, aren't you?
I had a
not like other boys.
A new business idea.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
It's not. It's about coffee. Obviously, coffee is everybody does that because they're like, oh, it's right. So easy to start.
What if we do a business where
this is called just coffee?
Just coffee.
Because there's so many people out there that love to complain and talk about how they're connoisseurs of coffee, and they just it's about the grounds and the beans. And if you drink your coffee with anything in it, then you're just gay.
I don't know if a lot of people say
that.
They
do. They call them homosexuals and other terrible names.
And so maybe
have you ever noticed that the gays insult us by saying we're secretly gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's pick a side.
It's
here.
Like, okay.
You're so gay.
Hmm. thought that was you and you liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah. but it's just, it's, but the business is called Just Coffee.
Okay.
And what do they sell?
It's really cheap.
Americanos?
No, not even Americanos. Just not house water, coffee.
Just espresso.
Just coffee.
Just house coffee.
Dude, that's called your house.
It's called stay at home.
People, it's called people a home and a coffee
it.
Pot.
It's cheap. You have one employee.
There's McDonald's already.
This is better coffee, though.
Did you have McDonald's?
Fine.
Some people love McDonald's.
It's Americanos only. This is a business idea, not a business plan. Okay. So we're getting ideas out there.
I know some of those coffee guys like that, and they're just like, they don't like what, like Starbucks, Dutch Bros, whatever, because you can't really taste. It's not about the coffee. It's about like the syrups and the whatever. Those oh, coffee goodness. People are like, it's about the beans. That's
they
what should stand
beans,
out.
They love beans, don't they?
Yeah.
Let
they
the beans speak for themselves.
Grinding beans.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You're really grinding my beans with all that.
I think a lot of those guys just have a setup at their house, and they just have the little things that they put in there, you, and they yeah, stir it around and then level it and just put it on their machine.
Yeah.
We registered for like a $700 espresso
oh
machine.
God, just, I don't even drink espresso.
Just in case. I would if I had a maker at my house.
Oh my god! Nobody's buying you.
That's how you make all your.
We got an
that's
ice
how you get
cream
like
machine.
Lattes, mochas, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Out of espresso, man.
That's
you
insane.
Do maintenance on the machine.
Oh my gosh. Maintenance.
We'll have we yeah we also put on their 1 year salary for a
yeah
cleaning slash coffee maker lady.
Just yeah. in case you don't want to.
Why is Maria on your registry? Who's this?
I thought it was Mariah. No, this is a different
this
one.
This is actually, she's this Maria. Is, she's going to be working on our
she's
house
AI.
With us.
The can you AI register for a maid?
That's how I'm saying.
Wow.
The a butler would be cooler.
That is crazy. I keep speaking right when you guys.
Is there, yeah. When you get home from work, is there like dinner usually?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Usually Hannah has me text. I usually will text her. When I'm headed home.
Usually Hannah will have me call DoorDash on my way home.
That way, it'll be like hot and ready when I get home.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's always Little Caesars.
So much pizza. Because I was talking to this guy at the gym who I've like seen before. It was like Riker knows him. And so I was like, Riker and I were there. And he started talking to him once. So I've been talking to him sometimes when I see him. And he was like, yeah, my wife, he just got married recently. He's like, yeah, she'll come with me sometimes, but today she was just like, you just go and I'll stay home and have dinner ready when you get back. I'm like, that sounds so awesome because cool. I eat so terrible.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the Mr. Beast video of the guy trapped in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, because everybody talked about it.
Everybody, we've been talking about it for months.
I never saw any of that.
And yes, you did.
Trapped in the grocery store?
Not trapped, but like $10,000 every day you stay in here and you have to sell back my food to me. So like go find $10,000 worth of food and give it to me.
I never watched it.
Yes, you did.
Nope, didn't watch it.
I've had enough of the lies from you, really.
I'm serious.
But it was cool.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was neat. All
right.
He ended up getting to 40-something days. 45 days, yeah. I think.
I think Mr. Beast is scared to bring in some real contenders.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Well, like, he could go to, like, a bad part of town and find somebody that really needs...
Someone that's been in the mud for...
Yeah.
And he just...
That doesn't have family around.
Yeah, if there's no family...
Because that's what they...
It's always the guy who's going back to
the
his
ones,
kids.
Saw the ones in the wilderness yeah. with the
kids.
Two guys.
It's like, think about dudes from, like, World War II that got drafted and couldn't see their kids for 2 years and yeah, didn't get paid that much and had to risk death. You mm-hmm. literally have everything at your disposal and you're making $10,000 a day. Just stick around for, like, 2 more months and you can give them whatever they want for the rest of their
Only
life.
Only 40 days is crazy.
And they're like...
It was almost 45. I think it might have been 45.
Well, but he kept making the conditions worse and worse in there, didn't he? Like, cut
the
power off.
He had
and,
a
like,
pool. Yeah, he did shut off the power. And so it was dark in there for at day 20 something. Wow. And then he had a pool that he set up in the middle of the store
oh, yeah,
and he accidentally
hit it with a forklift.
So it just flooded everything.
No way. The broke. Guy, Mr. Beast, hit it with a forklift
no,
or the dude?
The dude.
Oh my gosh.
Mr. Beast
walked in there. Hey, here's another 10K.
Boom.
Box knife.
Oh.
I did that once with our pool at home.
Oh, no yeah. way.
Well, we'd had it for a couple seasons and it was getting kind of gross and we were just going to buy a new one the next summer. And so we It was awesome.
That's insane.
Burger got washed away.
Yeah. Flushed away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's super fun. I think I could go for a while.
Dude, I would be locked in.
Because I was watching it and Hannah was putting away her flower stuff. Or getting it ready for Cameron's baby shower.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I could stay out in the wilderness way longer than where they're staying.
In the wilderness?
Yeah.
With what? If they just gave you stuff you needed?
Mr. Beast started out with 5 days worth of food and different supplies. And he would drop a parachute with $10,000 in it in a briefcase every single day. So they would use the parachutes with as material. And food was really their only struggle. So at different points, he'd say, okay, these are the different things you guys have talked about on camera of what you would want out here. But it would be X amount of money. So fishing gear, it was a bunch of hooks and stuff for 10 grand. So like a day's worth of money. And they have fishing gear. So they
Have a place to go fishing?
Yeah. They were by creeks and bodies of water. And stuff.
Where? It was in the woods?
Yeah.
Oh, this was in the grocery store. This is the grocery store.
No, this is a different one. Yeah, you kind of started talking about.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that would be awesome. And that's just as long as you stay.
Yeah, it was these two guys. The one that had kids was the first one to like really want.
And you have someone there with you. I would be out there for no less than a year.
If there's no kids, if you don't have kids already, it'd be tough just being away from Hannah and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And, but no kids. If. No kids, go and do it right now. I could do it for a year.
Even
for
kids, sure, because bro. Daddy's going to be gone for 1 year.
Yeah, but after that, they were all newborn. They were all pretty
young. We're going to spend time together.
Five newborns.
I'm
going to
pay for college. We're going to go on vacation. I'm going to spend your developmental years not working, but in your life, all because I wanted to hang out.
I think his kid was literally born like a week before, which is crazy.
That's pretty wild.
But yeah, he's picking the right people who he knows will tap out.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, that's true. He's got that dialed in. How long do they last?
Huh?
How long do they last?
A long time. I think it was 70.
They sent the three of us out there. 70.
That's pretty sweet.
Could we? Three of us. How long are we going?
Oh, bro, not 70 days is 2.5 months. I'm going so much.
They talked about a year right when they started the challenge. They shook hands on a year and they had a flare gun. That's when you ended the challenge. And is you when you shoot up the flare,
a year would be
one guy had the gun, one guy had the shot.
A year would be 3.6 mil. That'd be 1.2 mil for each of us. We could get our compound, we could buy some property.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
let's a year for 1.2 mil. That's
per person. 1.2 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making, I'm already we could making each a take pretty good amount. I'm making pretty good money right now. So that honestly,
that's only like 6 months of a size. It's not worth it.
It just doesn't make sense logistically.
Dude,
we could each take a mil and then do something with the extra 600,000.
Imagine how different we would be and how different everybody else would be when we got back.
Yeah, it was so different. Crazy. I'm like wearing Gucci everything.
My aura would be so different when I got back. Yeah, you're right.
This Cuban would be different.
But
that
how
would be
skinny
the exact
we
same.
Would all be because all you're eating is they're only eating
fish.
Oh,
so you're telling me I come back in shape, shredded, a millionaire. Oh my gosh. Famous because I'm on Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And he's like, wow, you...
Imagine how big the podcast would be.
You'd be a star because you made it a year. We would ask Mr. Beast for gear to record a podcast still every week.
Yeah.
But we don't upload it until we get back for the year. So there's all of a sudden 52 episodes that get uploaded of our days out there.
We can make a brand out of it, right?
You guys
right? The three of us. Make a brand so that it's resilient.
I mean,
we get more income coming in.
I want to do this year in the woods and we can still do the podcast and it's with Mr. Beast. Like talk to him and say, hey,
listen, Mr. Beast, send us to the woods and give us $1 million.
And let us do
you
our
get
podcast.
A video out of it.
You get us some outlets somehow.
No, you can get a generator.
He's going to hunt us.
No, we don't need these kind of mics. We could use a lapel mic and kind of the gear that he has.
Yeah.
Cause they're all mic'd up and they got cameras.
Oh yeah, dude.
Do they have a camera crew out there? Do they do their own
I don't
camera
think
work?
So. I think
I don't know.
I think it's their own cameras for the most part.
That's a lot riding on them knowing how to operate camera equipment.
Mm-hmm. They probably like that show alone.
Probably had like some training.
They train them up for about a week.
I'd forget everything.
It would be
after. I mean, you could build a cabin out there.
They built a pretty terrible shelter.
If we had a year, we could build a cabin, bro.
Oh yeah.
That's going to be a nice
house. We would go fishing, go hunting.
The biggest thing would be food and water
fishing
because
and loving every day.
Yeah. You'd have to
What did they do for water?
They boiled water. There was one was a pretty nasty swamp. So that water was terrible.
They drank the swamp water.
They drank that, and then they found a moving creek,
a little stream.
Yeah, and they still boiled that and drank.
They ended up catching fish.
Yeah,
nice.
They had the one pond they went to was terrible. One creek was terrible. He walked pretty far, and ended up catching a ton of fish. And so they would just go out there. Made a boat
that was pretty good too.
Yeah, made out of tarp and parachute material.
That's cool, dude. That would be so fun. I gotta watch that video.
It's a good video.
Yeah, at least a year.
Let's do it.
It was crazy because the one guy was like, I want to leave. I want to go see my family. And he's like, okay, let's give it this many days to think about it. And they kept going to him. He's like, okay, can you last like a couple more days?
Every day. One day is $10,000.
Yeah.
Bro, you've never got able to lock make in. That much money.
Do you think he'd be looking back with regret? Like, he's going to be facing a financial situation where he's in a bind and they're like cooked over $10,000.
Well, they ended up with... what was it? I said 70 days.
70 days. That would be 700K. That'd be 350 a piece.
Yeah.
Which, like, that's like a couple years' salary if you're like a higher earner. I don't know, dude. But for only 7 days. I mean, so that's 2.5 months. But with the potential for so much more, I feel like.
Once you get 100,000 or 100 days, you hit $1 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
One more month, it could have been. Bajillionaires.
Oh my word. And they got a visit at one point.
What?
Yeah. The wife and kids came and visited.
She told him, like, you need to leave right now.
What?
And then he waited another like 30 days.
She told him that they had
like, it's enough. This is enough. You need to come back with the kids.
No.
And then he stayed another 30 days.
Like, I understand where you're coming from. You are going to love that I stayed here in 2 years.
They always say that. They said the same thing at the grocery store. She's like, I'm ready for you to come home.
Yeah, he's got to be strong. They have to say that on TV.
Gosh, marital problems.
I am ready for a Lamborghini Aventador, sweetie.
Make a lot of money.
You would not have marital problems because you could explain this is...
Come back. Like, this is what I did.
So, okay, yeah, now you'd have to have a long conversation
before you leave. Man, after being just married, like...
You would have
newly married, Parker... And then someday married Christian or not even married. We do it today. Parker's not yet married. You're not yet married. And you have to leave them for a year.
You'd have to agree.
I think it would be the easiest for me since I'm not like, you don't even get to be around her right now. Anyways.
It's true. It's basically the same thing you're doing right now. Except for he's not getting paid $1 million. I'd be fine. We just have to have a conversation.
Oh, you'd be cooked.
No, she's living with her parents. She doesn't need
really not being able to see Christian for a year.
We just have to have a conversation beforehand. Like, I'm going to stay for a year.
Remember your life.
And
at
6 months in, you're going to be thinking you cannot stay any longer. But we remember this conversation. We both agreed this is what's best.
And then we'd end up saying like 9 months.
Who's going to drum? Who's going to do sound?
Oh my gosh.
No, I have to train up a protege.
Bryson seems pretty good.
Yeah, get Bryson in there.
Isaiah can drum. And then you don't really do much. So
yeah.
I wrote Mr. Beast this whole episode.
What would you do with $1 million?
What would you do with Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast, listen to our episode and let's talk about it.
Seriously, Mr. Beast.
Yeah, he has time for
that. Send us to the woods.
Doesn't have time for that, Gavin.
Mr. Busy, they call him. So busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what he said right there, frankly.
I don't think he knows what he said right there.
We definitely shouldn't do it in Texas.
That would be crazy.
In Oregon, it would be good.
If we did it like 5 miles down the road from here.
We go to Dangerfield.
Oh, no.
The highway is right there.
Like, oh, I have to hike to Target in order to
We would run out of fish in that pond. There's not enough fish.
We'd have to restock them, somehow figure out how to produce, extract the eggs and the fertilizer.
And make them grow faster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, we could do.
We should do.
It'd have to be Oregon. I feel like.
No.
Yeah, like, Oregon would be good.
Like if we Sahara, were doing it on our own,
like the desert, Saudi Arabia, maybe. out
let's
there.
Let's go to the desert where we can't do anything.
Whoever can survive, yeah, we'll just do like a war zone somewhere.
Wherever they film Dune.
Hot during the day and insanely cold at night.
You haven't seen part two still, you freak,
dude.
Sorry.
Dude, it's on the airplane. You're gonna watch. Oh,
don't watch
no,
on
no,
the
no.
Airplane.
Your first experience cannot be on the airplane.
That'd be wicked.
We talked about.
This movie
to.
Sucks. Like the sound is so bad.
I'm gonna watch 1917 on the plane. I think this time.
Really good. Also, like cinematography is like the best part of the
Maybe
movie.
I
so
can,
you're kind of cooked.
I have a laptop. Watching
watch
on my laptop
on the plane.
It's mostly the sound is like.
I know
the,
that's what I'm saying. My AirPods.
Oh my goodness.
AirPod Pros.
I'm gonna be sick.
But they're pros. Noise canceling.
They're pros, guys. Dude. When you're flying on a plane for a while, a couple hours with your noise-canceling AirPods in, and then they
Man,
die,
that's nice.
Bro, it is so loud and
deafening.
There.
Gavin.
Do you ever take them out when you're traveling?
Yes, I do.
In the airport, you take out your AirPods?
Okay.
I leave them in. I leave my AirPods in right after I get through security.
Why would you take them out?
Charge.
That's what I'm saying.
Once in a while, you take out one, let that charge for a little bit.
Yes.
Take that one out, pop back in, take that other one out, charge it. They charge so fast, and then you put them back in, you're at like full health.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you want to call that?
My AirPods are taking damage.
I lost so many hit points.
Fall damage. I just dropped them.
Every time I go to the bathroom on an airplane, pop the AirPods out, put them in the case.
How many times do you go to the bathroom on an airplane?
Like usually once, but that's enough to charge it.
Did you say usually once, as in usually once per flight?
0 to 1 time per flight.
I said how many times have you?
Oh, a lot.
Plenty. Lots of times.
I think I've done it once. I just don't like going on there.
That's fine.
I'll hold it for a few hours.
I'm so afraid when it flushes.
I know it's going to suck me in.
That's why I leave my AirPods
in. I put him back in for the flush. That's scary.
Dude, I just kicked your camera. Is it good still?
Boom. It's fine.
The flush is kind of startling.
It's just really intense.
You've never been on an airplane and you've never flushed it and you're going on one. This is your warning. It's going to be loud and you're going to think you're getting sucked out of the plane, but you're not. Don't worry.
You're not. You'll be fine.
I think maybe the concern is that I'll be back there and then we'll hit some turbulence.
I've hit turbulence.
That's more fun.
Shoot up into the air, fall into the toilet, turn upside down, get sucked out of the airplane.
I think it was on one of the last couple trips I was on. I was in the bathroom and I had to put both my feet like against the walls and like spread my knees out to like stabilize myself while I was peeing.
Ooh.
And it was kind of like, whoa.
Been there.
You're just peeing all over the
walls. You're like hand up on the wall, butt cheeks pressed against the door, knees wide, and you're like, whoa.
Don't even like, yeah. Yeah.
Don't touch the door, okay? Butt cheeks.
They always hide the paper towels in there, though. They're really hard to find.
Yeah. You're like, are they in this? No, they're over here.
No, these are the tissues. Oh, these are the tampons. Dang it.
Yeah.
Rats.
It's not worth it, guys. Man, that's Gatorade?
It's actually replenish.
7-Eleven Gatorade.
That's not a good choice for them.
Not a good choice.
They're forgetting their marketing.
What's not a good choice?
That's Gatorade?
It's not a Gatorade brand. It's
7-Eleven, like their brand of electrolyte.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be good
drink
for
it.
You.
Yeah. Let me guess. There's not Ebola in there. Thoughts?
Tastes good to me.
It tastes good to me.
You just don't like lemon lime.
No, it's fine.
I'm good.
Yeah, he hates it.
You hate it? Yeah,
I think it's fine.
Are we golfing or are we quiet?
I'm not golfing.
Oh.
We should watch the movie.
Huh. Dune Part 2.
Oh.
I'm almost done recording.
What are you guys up to? What are you up to tonight?
What are you doing tonight, Gavin?
I don't know.
Oh. We should watch Dune Part 2.
Just hang out with my wife, though.
Yeah, we can watch it with her.
She's been gone.
Where has she been?
She was gone all day because of the baby shower.
Yeah, why was she there for so long? Haley was gone at like 11:30.
She set it up.
Oh my gosh.
And so she had to take it down?
Yeah.
Oh.
So. Yeah. And then I was working on my van all day. Took everything out. Cleaned all my tools.
Whoa.
Cut out some shelving. Put some different style shelving in there. Kind of reorganize it. Put everything back, cleaned it up, put everything back again. So
wow.
I was sweating bullets, dude. It was so high. I had shorts and a cutoff on, and it was just like beating up all over my arms and just running down. My underwear is completely soaked all the way through.
Gavin.
Socks all the way soaked through.
Gross.
Yeah, tan almost everywhere.
Shirt soaked through. It was just hot.
Ew. What a terrible year for sports, huh?
Well, almost good year.
We watched the Stanley Cup final after last week's episode and the whatever. Oilers lost. I'm not even a fan. Doesn't even matter.
Don't even care about the Oilers.
You didn't even get to watch it, though. It was a good game.
It was dang working.
It was like Rangers came, or Mavs came close, lost.
Sucked it.
Stars came close, lost.
Sucked it.
Ducks came close.
Sucked it.
Lost. Oh, Oilers came close, lost. Which is nice that our teams are coming close at least, but.
Yeah, but.
None of them are really digging in.
It'd be really cool.
Not have an Eddie.
Oh, watched Inside Out too.
Oh, what do you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
I won't go watch another kids movie at a time where kids are not asleep. gosh.
Really?
You should totally
get Oh, yeah, we went late when we went and saw
it. Yeah, we did.
We went at 7. It was
still super late.
And it's just, they're so, kids are so loud.
Yeah,
dude, kids are not very well-behaved in Texas.
No.
As opposed to Oregon. Oregon's much better well-behaved kids than
it is. Something about Texas kids.
Spoiled.
It's true, for real. It's, there's some good ones, though.
Yeah, like, I can...
I can't think of any good ones.
Oregon, let's see. College football 25 power rankings come out.
College football.
This is the biggest game of the century. College football 25 is coming back after 10 years. Oregon, do you see the rankings? Defensive rankings. Oregon is ranked third.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Offensive ranking. Oregon is tied for first. With Georgia. Overall rankings. Oregon is third?
Second, I think.
No, they're third. Ohio State second.
Ohio State's defense is number one.
We better crush.
A good margin.
Yeah, Oregon's. I
mean, crush Ohio State.
That's going to be such a good game.
In October.
Gosh.
I don't think we're going to be able to go.
I know. It's terrible. Be pretty incredible if we could.
So much money, and there's no tickets for sale. They're all sold out. Kind of insane. Oh, Parker, I sent you another clip.
Oh, another clip.
You know what? What's the word? Which alien are you choosing?
What?
Oh. You land on a planet. Oh, that one's good too. The UFC. Oh,
this one?
Yeah, that one's good too. Honestly, I sent you so many good clips. This one. This is your ship crash landed on
the audio of this
foreign planet.
We need the audio. What?
Which alien companion do you choose? Gob.
Oh my gosh.
Bench.
AI has made these videos so much better. Squelch.
Clorg. Frank.
Frank.
I like Gob or Glob or whatever.
Which one we play
Gob
again?
Gob is freaky, bro. The second
I don't like that one as much.
The teeth?
Gob, dude.
Ah, he's kind of sick.
You get that guy on your side.
Keep going.
And then those teeth attack your enemies.
I feel like there's one that I really like.
It's not saying it's your friend. It's
Bedge. Bedge is kind of cutie patootie.
No, it's your companion.
Yeah.
It's like your friend. It's not like your protector.
Oh, okay.
They're guiding the way. Well, that's just weird.
Yeah,
that's a massive.
Yeah, I like Squelch, dude.
Squelch.
He's kind of hard.
He can blend in. Probably really good camouflage.
Yeah, he looks like a little...
Depends on the environment.
You can see the environment.
No, just weird. Nobody cares. Smeg. This one's just a weirdo.
Nasty.
Smeg.
Swamp kind
looks stinky.
Kind of an outsider.
Call him Sneaky Smeg. Luginous.
Schlimp.
Schlimp looks Clark like they can't talk.
Clark's kind of hard.
I like either Clark
Frank,
and Glob.
Either Frank or Squelch is my favorite, I think.
I
love those videos. Yeah.
As soon as I saw Glob, I was like, yep, that's
it's
my
actually
companion.
Gob, not Glob. So
Gob?
It's Gob.
Yeah, it was Gob.
Three letters.
Bent is just a freak. Oh, Gob.
Gob.
Yeah.
Gob.
Give me Gob.
Give me
Gob. Gob. Yeah, he actually looks chill.
He looks like a fun guy.
Probably funny.
Yeah. Funny looking nice guy.
Funny how you think that. There's also this UFC video I sent you.
Back when they would do the camps.
They
still
do UFC camps.
Ultimate Fighter.
This is just a really old one. This guy was dead set that he could not be knocked out.
Oh, yeah, this video is hilarious.
I can. Now I can take anything you can, and I will do this. Do it.
I can punch you.
Oh. Kaplan, he has this thing about not being able to be knocked out.
Do it!
Kaplan. He began begging and pleading with me to go ahead and hit him. And I really didn't want to hit Kaplan.
Do it, just do it.
Oh, you're so loved, bro. exit interview is the funniest part of it.
I mean, it did it knock me down? Yeah. But I wasn't knocked out.
he's like still didn't knock me out, like even though he was totally
that's not good dull. Like you see fighters get knocked out and they're never the same, like they never have the strong chin again. He's ruined his career.
Yeah, it's like when you're fighting in any game and you get your health back, your health goes down
yeah,
so much
that's
faster
true. It doesn't go all the way back to the full.
Yeah, it's never as it was originally.
Porco Gigante.
Yeah, I saw this video popped up on my feed. It's two things. Somebody is transporting a pig and a goat.
Two things.
Can't see the goat.
Pig and a goat.
And also they're basically saying, oh, it's dangerous. This is not how it's supposed to be transported. But props to them for being able to get this pig in there in the first place. And also with like only two ropes, tie it down. It's taking this car for a ride.
Oh my gosh. Oh
my gosh.
Like, how did they get that thing in there, bro? That pig is huge.
What the heck?
Also, where's the goat?
The goat's right there. That's the goat.
Oh, yeah, that's the goat's head.
It looks like a paper bag.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor goat.
That is crazy.
It's just getting thrown around, though.
The truck is getting thrown around. Like, yeah. It's bouncing up and down.
Porco Giganto.
Props to whoever tied those ropes, though, because I don't know how it's holding that thing in there. I thought it was going to be a video of it getting loose or something. I
saw a video of a longhorn on the highway in, like, Dallas or something. A couple guys in the back of a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Lassoed her up.
Yep.
God bless Texas. Good stuff.
All right, Gavin's back.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys, that I missed one. Never again.
Not committed. Oh, maybe. Never again.
Maybe. Never forget.
Oh, we are going to have to record again soon this week because we're both going to Oregon.
Yeah. What are we doing when I'm on my honeymoon,
We'll record.
We got to, like, preload a bunch.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, I got a reminder to record today.
In case you forgot.
When are you going to Oregon?
4th of July.
On the 4th. Yeah, that's right.
So we got to, and we can't record Wednesday night. So we got to record
Wednesday.
Why not Wednesday night?
Because I'm leaving. I'm going to Dallas that evening
after the pool party.
Yeah, going straight there.
Ooh, wait, really?
Yeah,
I was gonna ride with you. No, I wasn't. I'm actually. What day are you coming back? The 9th or the 8th? You
come
back
Sunday.
Sunday.
I don't know.
I thought you.
No, Monday. Coming back Monday.
Dang, I'm coming back Tuesday. I think you're coming back Monday. Then I'm Tuesday. Then mom and dad are.
Can
Wednesday.
Me and Haley go with you?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Buy some tickets, sure.
Can we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull some strings.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty fun.
Probably couldn't come to the wedding, but you guys can figure out something to do
on
Saturday.
Oh, you going for a wedding?
Just on Saturday.
Okay. I think that'd be super fun.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
All right, guys. Exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll see you again on...
see you in a year after Mr. Beast calls us out for...
Mr. Beast, hit us up. You guys, if any of you have contacts with him,
yeah,
let him know.
Just let
him know. We're down to do a challenge. I could always use some tool money.
All your money is tool money.
This guy's a tool.
Oh, I also thought about a tool. In that grocery store video.
Bye, everybody.
I would take all the Red Bulls and just pile them up and probably save them.
And probably drink all the Red Bulls.
I have to drink them. Safeway sells Red Bulls, right?
Oh, all right.
Guys.
All right. He was in a Safeway?
Yeah. Oh. He bought Mr. Beast bought the whole store.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Good for him.
That's crazy to all just right. buy a Safeway fully stocked.
Ow. Bye, everybody.